Hey, this is Wilson. No Jason this week, as always. What's up, Galvis?
What's up, brother?
Nothing much, man. I want to apologize for our absence. It's been almost a month since the last episode of this podcast. It was September 7th was the last time we did an episode of this podcast. But we're back now. To give you guys more gems, more advice, more wisdom, more words to live by that'll help you navigate those shifty creatures known as women. let's get right into it. This week's Manosphere quote of the week. It was a YouTube comment that I saw recently. It came from a person named Ashish Ranhan. And he said, and I quote, "You can either love a girl or understand her. You can't do both, because the moment you truly understand a girl, you won't be able to love her again." And I think that quote rings true. Men have problems with women, and women have problems with men. That's what they call it, the battle of the sexes. You know, we have different biological imperatives, and that's why we clash. And so before I discovered the red pill, I was just kind of a guy who just had, you know, a regular, normal amount of problems with women. And then once I discovered the red pill, and I discovered Patrice O'Neill, that changed. And I kind of began, because like once I began to see women for what they truly are, there was no going back. And that's what, and that, you know, it applies to this quote, which is that, you know, once I saw what women really were like, there was no way for me to ever look at them with, I mean, it pretty much is all bad, you know. Once you actually, you know, it was things that I would listen to Patrice O'Neill, and he would say certain stuff, and I'll be, my goodness, you know, there's some woman that I know who does the exact same thing as that, you know. And it's just, you know, as an animal, it's just a, you know, that's something I've been thinking about. How it's just really a as a creature. I mean, women have, I think it was Rush V who said that women have unique mental faculties, you know, and it's all tied up in their biology and things like that, and, you know, the fact that they get pregnant, the fact that the world is more dangerous for women. But it really kind of gave them a psychology that you wouldn't really, I mean, if you look at a woman's, you know, traits, it's not really the traits that you would associate with being like a good person, you know. And so that's what the red pill does, though, is it, you know, it peels the, you know, turns the curtains back, you know, peels back those curtains, and it tells you, okay, this is what women really are. And once you really see what they really are, it's pretty bad. What's your take on that, Galvis?
Are you done complaining?
Yeah, for the time, for the moment.
Here's my take on it, and it's a simple decision, but it's a complex destination or journey. For example, and I will say this time and time again, there are only two types of women in this world: queens and bitches. Mm-hmm. That's it. There's no in between. You would most likely, 99% of men will associate their mom as a queen, their sister as a queen, unless they're like prostitutes or drug dealers or druggies or whatever, then that's different. Mm-hmm. And they're just average women, you know, an aunt, a cousin, a sister, a mom, grandma. Those are queens. And I think there's only two. And when you're trying to date someone or when you're single, you're looking, same thing. It's either she's wifey material or she's a fucking bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And you should treat her no different than the shit you took this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I always said it's always up to the woman to determine which route she wants to go to, right? Mm-hmm. For example, like what we're talking about is getting a little more and more popular. I see it on my timeline, on Instagram, TikTok, shit like that. And you have these women, and they're talking about, like, what they want in a man. And lately, mm-hmm. everything's like, you know, he has to be some sort of established person. He has to have money. He has to have this, have that. But it's like, if I was rich or famous, I would never, ever date an Instagram model or any of these. Because like we said before, you look at you can look at a girl's profile, and 80% of the time, you can tell what kind of a woman she is.
Mm-hmm.
Whether she's a bitch or a queen. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when picking women, now, you go back to your statement where, the more you understand, the more. There are good women out there. Very rare queen. That's why there's only one queen of England and a million different bitches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. You're going to have problems with women regardless, right? So to say that, women are headaches and women are problems, of course. You can't understand it. Because when you cannot, as a man, like we said before, the saying goes, women don't even know what they want, so how is a man supposed to know? Mm-hmm. And so it's not the man's job to understand women. It's not a man's job to figure out what's wrong with a woman, because she doesn't even know what's wrong. It's your job as a man to provide and to protect and to just live in peace. A lot of women, they don't give you peace, right? And I think the problem is that men now have become so infatuated with social media, Anthony Wilson, that they see these broads, and those are the type of females they want to wife up or they want to get serious with. No. I bet you, Wilson, how many girls do you follow on Instagram?
Well, I follow over 900. Okay. But that's how many I follow in total. But I'd say women are probably, they're at least 2/3 of those, you know, if not yeah. more, you know.
And of those, and of that, how many of those are like the women we're describing?
Well, pretty much all the women I follow on Instagram are like Instagram models, or, you know, when I say Instagram model, I don't just mean someone who has, you know, 500,000 followers. I just mean any girl.
Insta thought.
Yeah, I mean not even insta thought, but just any pretty girl who leads with her looks, you know, okay, and she's exactly. on Instagram to flaunt her attractiveness.
And see, here's the problem with social media now, right? Where, like I said, everybody's infatuated with, when they put out a story or when they put out a post, they want to put the most beautiful woman, right? Why? Because they want people to say, yo, you see Wilson's girl? Yo, she's beautiful. She's banging. That bitch is all that and more. But we already know that type of woman is going to lead you to nothing but headaches, heartaches, and financial problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, let's take Brittany Renner, for example. I wouldn't even fuck her with your dick. Because I don't want anything to do with that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's women out there that you just, I can't come to even look at them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, are they attractive women? No doubt. Right? I'm not saying she's ugly. But, there's women out there, and the fact that there's dumbass men that can constantly like try to look at PJ Washington, bro. He actually wifed her up and got her pregnant. And look at the situation he's in now. And so, like I said, like, you cannot, the old saying goes, bro, what's the old saying? You can't turn what into a what?
You can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Exactly. And the minute men start to really put that into play, women will see. The reason why women are out here acting the way they are acting is because we as men have given them that pedestal, right? It's so funny that you come on here and you bash these women, but yeah, you're over here giving them likes. And I'm pretty sure you're DMing them and you're putting these thirsty ass comments and you're fueling them, right? Yes or no? Yes or no?
I'm guilty.
Exactly. So guilty, it's people, as charged. Exactly. So it's people like you. There's a lot of you out there. You come out here and you trash these women. But the second we're offline, what are you telling them in their DMs? Damn, baby, you look good. Damn, that ass is fat. Damn, you got some big ass titties. Damn, how much would it cost to fly you out here? Damn, sending them likes and likes. That's how the fact that InstaThought gets over 10,000 likes is beside me. And so people like you are fueling that fire that is giving them the pedestal to be up there, right? I saw a quote that says, be careful who you choose to be the mother of your child. Good looks and a good body has nothing with raising your children. You know?
That's true. Yeah.
And so, you asked me at 33, right? Would I rather have, you know, if I was single again, I wouldn't want some InstaThought. Now, don't get me wrong, of course. If you want to smash this broad and just use her for sex, by all means, more power to you. But when you try to wife these women up, that's on you. Right? Like, okay, whose fault is it that PJ Washington is in that situation?
It's his fault.
Exactly. But yeah, we're over here complaining about the type of woman that Brittany Renner is. But at the end of the day, whose fault was it?
You said something. You said that you can look at a girl's Instagram and tell 80% of the time you can tell what type of woman she is just by looking at her Instagram, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I kind of just said, yeah, like whatever, like I agree. But I don't agree with that. Because women, I mean.
Hold on. When I tell you I can tell what kind of a woman she is, what do you think I'm referring to?
Whether she's a queen or a bitch.
Yeah. And if she's worthy of you wifing her up. And if you are going to run into problems in the future. So you don't agree with that?
No. I don't think that just because the girl, if you look at a girl's Instagram, most girls' Instagrams are, like I said, they're meant to promote their attractiveness. That's what they're leading with. But even if you see a girl who's like seems more modest on Instagram, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that she's wholesome or anything like that, because women are sneaky. There are women that are simply more.
Here's the thing. If a woman's on her IG, that bitch could put only Jesus quotes, and she could be in church every Saturday and Sunday. But Monday through Friday, she's sucking dick every day, different dude. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You'd be genuinely surprised, right? Or you'd be like, damn, I didn't see that coming. But if you see another woman's Instagram and all she does is post cleavage pictures, ass pictures, pictures of her in bikinis, pictures of her twerking, and the occasional picture of her two children, and saying that these are mommy's angels, right? Aiden and Jaden, right? And you will not be surprised if she turns out to be that woman. That is my point.
But that's but the point. But I'm saying, and that I think that's a where this comes back to this quote. Once you fully, once you take the red pill, and you understand, and you truly understand everything about women, there's really nothing that surprises you. You just expect the worst, kinda, you know. And like I'm saying, even
listen, I'm not saying that. You can't understand women. There's no, you cannot understand women.
I'm saying as an animal, like their behavior, you know, exactly. What they do and why they do it. You can study that just like you can study any other animal.
Okay, but you're missing my point. Maybe we're just agreeing to disagree.
It doesn't make any sense.
It makes perfect sense. Because you can see a woman. And you can see her patterns. There's a difference between being surprised and not being surprised. Right? Mm-hmm. Can we agree on that? There's a difference between being surprised and not being surprised. If you look at a wholesome woman and the way she carries herself and she looks like a good person, but yet she turns out to be a complete slut, you are surprised. You didn't not see anymore. It coming.
Not anymore.
But... You'll be like, damn, I didn't see that coming, or to that extent. But if you see the woman that I'm describing, these Insta thoughts, you are not surprised when she turns out to be like that.
Well, at this point, I'm not surprised when the girl who seems wholesome turns out to be like that either.
The red flag is not as big as
If I look on Instagram and I see a girl who's you know, doesn't have her breast out, maybe she just has some nice selfies or whatever, that doesn't make me think, oh, she's not like the other girls. But
if you're wifing, you have to wife up a girl, right? You're not gonna not wife up a girl for the rest of your life. If you have to wife up a girl, who are you going to choose? You're for sure not going to choose the instant thought, so you might as well choose the one that looks wholesome.
It's just that guy was there. There are some guys right
like,
now.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. It's like choosing an area of where you want to live. Okay, the wholesome woman, the one that looks wholesome, she lives in the nice part of town, and the instant thought lives in South Central Watts, Compton, the ghetto, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if you live in the suburbs in a nice area, of course there's going to be crime, there's going to be thefts, there's going to be murders. But it's rare. But if you choose to live in South Central or Watts or Compton, you already go in with the mentality that there's going to be already all of that. That's my point. You like if you try to wife up an instant thought, you already know. Without a shadow of a doubt, the type of woman she's going to be. But at least if you pick a wholesome one, there's less risk. I'm not saying there's no risk.
But this is what I'm saying, Galvis. Like, every woman, right, has a past, you know?
Every.
So there will be women who, like I said, they make this wholesome presentation, you know, on Instagram.
Okay.
In person, you know, like I was about to say, there are guys who have wives, who have girlfriends, who give off the whole, like I said, wholesome.
I'm a good woman.
Yeah, that whole thing. You know, they're not on Instagram with their body all out. They're not, you know, it's not obvious that they have, you know, what exactly their past or how scandalous it is, right?
Yeah,
but those girls, you know.
But there's nothing you can do about a past.
I'm right? saying, but this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm about to say. If those same guys with those girls and those wives, if they knew what their girl, if they could go, okay, well, I know exactly how many guys you've been with. I know who they were, all that. Would those guys have still married those women or wiped up those women or committed to those women? You know, that's what I mean.
Okay, so if you don't go for the one that appears to be wholesome, what are you going to do? Go to the one that for sure is not?
I'm just saying, Galvis. Like you're married, right?
Okay.
If you knew, like I just said, if you knew
let's just for argument's sake. Let's just say my wife was a biggest slut before I met her.
And okay? You knew exactly.
And I knew.
Like you said, okay. When you said the split up with eight guys in eight different months. Okay. You know?
Now, obviously I wouldn't choose that. Okay. But so then where am I supposed to go then?
And would you if you could find that out right now about your wife, would you still love her the same?
No.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Once you realize, okay.
I know. But you act like there's, okay, but you act like there's another option out there.
Well, I mean, MGTOW is an option.
Like it's like the whole crime and where you choose to live. If you have to live somewhere, right? We're not going to be able to live in Beverly Hills or Bel Air or Palisades or Malibu. Let's just be realistic. But if you're choosing a place where to live, if you move to the ghetto or to the projects, you already know what you're going to get yourself into. If you go to the suburbs, of course, there's going to be crime. But you at least minimize the problem. Because if you don't go with a girl that appears to be wholesome, then who are you going to go after?
Godless, I'm saying. I
understand what you're saying, but the problem is that you're not giving an alternate. So what are we supposed to do as men? Not wife up any women because we don't know their past?
That's what MGTOW is. Men go on their own way.
And then you're going to go have how are you going to reproduce? Who are you going to reproduce with? A woman that's not going to raise your child, or you're not going to be a father because a woman's just this complete.
That's not what the point is. The quote was,
not being realistic though.
You can either love a girl or understand her.
Okay. How many girls have you been with that were wholesome that you thought that ended up being just this big trash bag?
There are no wholesome women, Galvis.
No. But at least, you're at least like, if you have to pick one, you might as well pick.
You already admitted that if you knew everything that your wife had done before you got with her, which every woman has had, any woman would want you to believe that she's only had sex with her boyfriends or whatever. But every woman has had hookups. She's had flings. She's had friends with benefits. All those different things, you know. And if you were to know about all of that, you already said that you would not love your wife the same.
Exactly.
You would look at her differently.
Okay.
But that's
okay. Let me ask you this. Let's say I found out and I divorce her. Now what? Who do I go for?
That's not the point.
Okay, so here's also what you need to, we need to discuss as well. For example, if you ask a woman now what kind of a man they want, beyond the physical, right? They already want a man who's established and a man who already has their life in check, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some men. That doesn't happen till, some men are lucky in the early mid-20s, they find it and they run with it. Some men, they never find it. Others, it takes them into their mid to late 30s like us,
mm-hmm.
right? The problem now is that women no longer want to struggle with their partner.
Mm-hmm.
They already want the glitz and the glamour right away, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why they say like rappers, right? For mm-hmm. example, they say like Kendrick. Kendrick has the same girlfriend he had when he was rapping for Peanuts as when he's like a global superstar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the problem now as well, is that beyond what your wife or future wife or beyond what a woman's past is, you know, you also have to, beyond the physical stuff and the sexual stuff, you also have to look for what a woman that's going to be willing to stand by you through the good and the bad. And women don't want to do that anymore.
Right. Right. No, I get what you're right. Look, you're right. Every woman has a past, and you know, but if you can get along with her, and yeah. you know, I guess
you can do it. Because if every woman, but what you're saying is that because every woman has a past, you should know nobody should wife up women. It's
that's not really the point of the quote. Like I'm just saying what I'm saying, like once you're not just the, you know, it's like once you realize that your girl, your wife, whoever, any woman, they all, like Steph is close to, they all ovulate every month. They all get horny. They all want a man who's a winner, who's a high value man. Mm-hmm. You know, all the stuff that we realized about women, or at least I have from studying the red pill, which is, you know, they really don't like nice guys. You know, they like guys that are emotionally unavailable. All those different things. The fact that they don't have integrity, they don't have honor, you know, all those different things. Once you understand those things about them and you understand what they really are, beyond just the fact that they, you know, have a sexual past before you, once you understand those things, how can you really love them like that? You know?
Yeah, I mean,
because you're looking at like, this is a terrible person I'm with.
Because women, a man won't love a woman unconditionally, right?
A man will love a woman unconditionally.
You can't. It's impossible, because to me, unconditional love is the love that a parent has for their child, especially a woman, a good woman that has the love for their son. That's different. A husband can never truly love a woman unconditionally. It's impossible. You could die for her. You could give up a kidney. You could run it. You could push her out of the train tracks for her, and you'll get smashed. It's you can't love a woman unconditional. And here's a problem also that we're running into with women. Women don't even care about their children's feelings anymore. As long as they're popping on Instagram, right? For example, like Amari Bailey's mom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think she cares that she's embarrassing her son?
No.
You know, how can you, for example, or these MILFs or these young mothers that they post their children. But in the very next post, it's a picture of them in a fucking bikini or in a thong bikini. And this boy is like 11 or 12 years old, you mm-hmm. know, and he has to go to middle school. And all the kids are teasing him because they want to fuck his mom. you really think a good mother would post shit like that? Knowing that her son's going to get teased. And not bullied, but, you know, teased. Women don't care anymore.
I was going to say, I agree that a man should not love a woman unconditionally. But I would say that a lot of men, they do love women. I mean, they love women in ways, and that's another thing I was going to say, is that another thing about women, that once you understand this, how can you love them the same, is that once you realize that a woman's love is always conditional, and it's temporary. The fact that they're always, that you have to always perform in order for a woman to love you, you know?
And here's a crazy thing.
The fact that a woman will leave you for a man who she feels like exactly, is better than like, you and not feel bad about it.
Here's a crazy thing about a relationship, right? As a man, you can do everything right. You can be the bad boy or the guy, like whatever you say women like. You can be a provider. You can be everything. You can have 8-inch cock and make your wife orgasm 3 times in one sitting. But guess what? That still does not guarantee that she won't leave your ass for someone else or have an affair.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, but there's nothing. I'm not saying that, like, I'm agreeing with you.
How can you love a person like that?
I'm agreeing with you to a certain extent. But at the same time, there's really nothing you can do if like, because you can't just sit around and be like, well, all women are bitches, so I'm not going to deal with women anymore.
Yes, you can.
But okay, if you're okay with being in your mid-30s and single and no family, then that's okay. Most men don't want that. I don't want to be 40 years. Like, if I'm single and I'm smashing a million different girls a million different days, then fine. I don't care. Dave, but realistically, that's not going to happen. Realistically, you know that's not going to happen. And then there comes a point, and I know this because a lot of men have told me this. There's always exceptions to the rules, right? But there comes a point when you're like in your early 40s where you feel lonely. And then you're like, damn, I wish I had a wife. I wish I had kids. And then it's too late. Because by the time you're 40, you ain't going to date a fucking 20-year-old. You know? And so all I'm saying is that you know, you never know, man. You never know because, like I said, as a man, you can do everything right. And she can have an affair with the fucking janitor at her job. You know? I personally know a woman that she had a husband. Good looking dude. Had a really good job. They had 3 kids. She was... she lived a good life. I don't even think the bitch worked. And she threw it all away for some fucking unemployed loser. Okay? And so you tell me, you know, obviously that sucks for the man, right? But at the same time, when this guy found out they got a divorce, what is he supposed to do? Not be with women anymore because of what his ex-wife did?
Yeah, bro. MGTOW.
Yeah. You know? Like, I've always said this. When a woman cheats, because we've agreed, right? A woman is not going to cheat just to cheat, right?
Mm-hmm.
She has to have some sort of a problem or some sort of an issue in the household. Now, when a woman cheats and the husband finds out, I think the man usually is not surprised. He may be upset. He may be surprised at who she cheated with, But I think, genuinely speaking, a man knows why a woman cheats. You know? Like, I don't think it's such a big surprise. You know? If a man were to find out that his woman cheated on him, right? He could be like, okay, I can see why. We weren't having sex. She was very cold with me. You know, she wasn't getting dressed up anymore. We weren't going on dates. We weren't, like, he can see the writing on the wall, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a shock. It shouldn't come as a very big shock when a man finds out that his woman cheated on him.
No, if you're paying attention, you can see the signs.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just, we live in a cold world, right? If you have the number one overall pick and everybody's a fucking bust and everybody has red flags, yes, you can trade out of it. Or, like, if for the rest of the basketball generation, there's only going to be players with red flags for the rest of NBA history, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to pick players? You are going to pick them. You just got to hope that those red flags don't blow up in your face. It's the same thing. You know, you got to pick a woman.
You're a normie, Galvin. You're not a red pill man.
I'm a realist. And a red pill man is the same guy that says, oh, just treat a woman like shit and she'll love you. Nah, brother.
All right, so before we get out of here, just a reminder to rate, review, and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts. The show is also on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and every other major podcatcher. Make sure to follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at TC Pod Network and to like it on Facebook. Just search for the Complete Podcast Network. Send feedback and mailbag questions to manosphere messages at gmail.com. We are out.